This edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles is sponsored by Radio KSCR, variety radio at its best. 3000 Records, where promoting independent musicians, bands, and record labels is the name of the game. Diamond Disc Audio, professional mastering at any budget. And Capacity Productions, the number one source in online promotions. Ever get a feeling there's nothing on the radio? Then tune in to Radio KSCR. KSCR Radio is variety radio at its best. Spinning the best in rap, rock, R&B, alternative, and electro. Experience what you've been missing. Tune in and turn yourself on to great music. Visit us at RadioKSCR.com. Get famous with a little help from Capacity Productions, a specialized service getting you more likes, followers, fans, and clients on all social networking sites. Capacity Productions is the number one source for online promotions with over 15 years experience. So what are you waiting for? Get famous with Capacity Productions. Check us out at CapacityProductions.net. Put your finger on the pulse of the music industry. You want a team to promote your music? Then look no further than 3000 Records, where promoting independent musicians, bands, and record labels is the name of the game. So get connected and gain exposure to the masses. You've got a career to get started. 3000 Records. Visit us at 3000records.com.
Diamond Disc Audio is a full-service multimedia company specializing in audio mastering services as well as mixing, CD and DVD duplication, video editing and authoring, graphic design, web design, and lots more. Let us help you put those finishing touches on your final mixes in the all-important mastering stage. Don't you want your project to be the equivalent to major label releases when it comes to volume, EQ, and compression? That's where we come in. We are dedicated to providing top quality creative services and affordable prices to indie artists and music companies. Based in Nashville, we have many major credits and have worked on thousands of indie projects over the last 16 years. Visit our website now at www.diamonddiscaudio.com.
You're listening to Rockwired.com, online radio that rocks. From Rockwired Sound in Albuquerque, New Mexico, of all places, this is Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host, Brian Lush, exclusively at Rockwired.com. Today, Rockwired gives it up for the band Boswell and their debut EP, Beryllium. Stick around for more. Rockwired Radio Profiles is powered by Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company. Please stand by.
That blue jean, Steve McQueen, prettiest boy I've ever seen. See him shake on the movie screen, Jimmy Dean.
Welcome to the latest edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at Rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and the music is out there. And today, we're giving it up for the band Boswell and their debut EP, Beryllium. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Melanie Hyde and Justin Vinay of Boswell regarding the new album, and you're going to hear that interview in just a few minutes. But first, here is Boswell with the title track of their EP, Beryllium.
You turn every door.
That was Boswell with the title track of their debut EP, Beryllium. Check out the band at their official website, boswellatx.net. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Melanie Hyde and Justin Vinay of Boswell regarding the new EP, and here's how the interview went.
How do you guys feel about the finished work?
I feel pretty good about it. I mean, it's our first EP as a band, so it's the first time that we've all worked on originals in a studio setting, and we're really excited for people to hear our music.
And how about you, Justin?
Well, for being in this band for as long as we have been, the outcome of it is really good, and I'm really happy about it. Like, the fact that we've only been a band for a short time and
less than a year,
and coming out with something like this is really cool.
Well, you guys sound a little more seasoned than just being around for a little less than a year, so good work there. So who all did you guys work with in putting this together? Who sat with you guys behind the mixing board to get this thing done?
Well, all the members of Boswell obviously made the music, and we recorded our EP at Austin to Boston Recording Studios with our sound engineer, Mark Donovan, and we also worked closely with our manager, Ken Wilhelm, and our other manager, Debbie Wilhelm.
Let me see. And so far, I mean, is this CD a standalone? Is this EP, I mean, is this a standalone recording, or is it a hint of a larger album to come?
Well, we're actually working on another EP that should come out in October, but at some point it's definitely going to be a bigger picture by either at the end of this year or earlier next year. It's definitely going to be it's definitely a small piece for something a lot bigger than all the songs will sound nice a lot different once we just kind of get them under our belts, I guess.
And talk about the genesis of this band. How did it all get started?
it's actually kind of a funny story, really. It started about, it actually started 2 years ago with, I was invited to go play in a different band at one of my friend's houses, and when I got there, Alex Wilhelm was there, our drummer, and they just kind of, they started playing some music, and they asked me if I wanted to join, and so instead of joining the other band, I joined Alex and a couple other people, and a couple years later, we had a couple lineup changes, and then just kind of conglomerated into what it is now. So yeah, the other band was a joke band, the Silly Hats Club band. I was only able to join if I brought a silly hat, but I didn't have one, so I had to.
No, you didn't join.
No, I didn't.
That's great.
So yeah, that's how it happened.
And before this band, what was your musical experience, Melanie?
Well, before joining Boswell, the only music experience I had was singing in choir throughout middle and high school. I was in it for about 6 years. And since I grew up in a small town, I would just sing around town with my dad, and he would play guitar. We would do little acoustic gigs. So besides that, I've never actually been in a band until now.
Wow.
So it's really awesome. I love my band.
And how about you, Justin?
My Well, my parents are musicians, and they, you know, they've been playing out in bands a lot, and, you know, when they, we were in a, I guess, as far as I can back, think back, it was about, I think I started playing live shows when I was about 12 years old, playing drums in, like, church bands and blues bands, and I was in choir in high school, and, you know, we sang a lot in, like, different places, and, you know, after, you know, playing in a few blues bands and a couple, I guess the word you'd pop punk bands, I just kind of started this. Well, I didn't start it, but it, you know, helped form it. So I've been playing music for quite a while now, I guess since I was 12 years old.
And explain the songwriting process within this band. How do you guys go about it?
A couple different ways. We have a lot of methods to writing our songs. It's either Melanie will have an original she wrote, or I'll have one, and Cameron will like write something on guitar, and one of us will like make a melody over it. Or, you know, even sometimes Alex will write a song out on piano, and show us like the chord structure, and then just do a little like clean it up a bit, make it, you know, more, I guess, less piano-y, I guess.
Just to add to that, Boswell doesn't have one specific songwriter. It's usually just one of us. We switch off, you know. One of us will bring either a riff or some kind of melody that we want to base a song on, and then everybody else just fills in the blanks, and someone will write the lyrics, and then we just have a song. It's really, really cool.
That's some accident too.
Check out the band at their official website, www.boswellatx.net. And from their debut EP, Beryllium, here is Boswell once again with Statue of Venus.
watching over me.
You're listening to Rockwired Radio Profiles exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. Rockwired Media is pleased to announce the rockwired.com Artist of the Month, Emperors and Elephants, and their debut CD, Devil in the Lake. This hard-driving, hard-rocking Chicago-based band is gaining momentum with electrifying live shows and heavy rotation on active rock radio with their single, Who You Are.
Now as I hide, I want the streets those parasites to cast aside.
Devil in the Lake, the debut album from Emperors and Elephants, Rockwired.com's Artist of the Month. Visit the band at emperorsandelephants.com. On June 21st, 2014, in Fredericksburg, Virginia, join us for a 21-band salute to our troops. Operation Rockfest. Two stages, 21 bands. Operation Rockfest. A festival giving back to those who have given so much to this country. Operation Rockfest. An amazing rock show supporting America's heroes. Operation Rockfest. A lineup like no other, including Pop Evil, Nonpoint, Bobaflex, Love and Death, Gemini Syndrome, Saving Abel, Super Bob, Like a Storm, Elysium, Almost Kings, Wayland, Another Lost Year, Black Light District, Silver Tongue, Shallow Side, Blame Shift, Madrone, Sand, 2012 Tribe, Stairwell, and Ignite the Fire. Operation Rockfest. June 21st, 2014 in Fredericksburg, Virginia. Tickets are available at eventfarm.com/oprockfest. Ever get a feeling there's nothing on the radio? Then tune in to Radio KSCR. KSCR Radio is variety radio at its best, spinning the best in rap, rock, R&B, alternative, and electro. Experience what you've been missing. Tune in and turn yourself on to great music. Visit us at RadioKSCR.com.
Disc Audio is a full-service multimedia company specializing in audio mastering services as well as mixing, CD and DVD duplication, video editing and authoring, graphic design, web design, and lots more. Let us help you put those finishing touches on your final mixes in the all-important mastering stage. Don't you want your project to be the equivalent to major label releases when it comes to volume, EQ, and compression? That's where we come in. We are dedicated to providing top-quality creative services and affordable prices to indie artists and music companies. Based in Nashville, we have many major credits and have worked on thousands of indie projects over the last 16 years. Visit our website now at www.diamonddiscaudio.com.
Get famous with a little help from Capacity Productions, a specialized service getting you more likes, followers, fans, and clients on all social networking sites. Capacity Productions is the number one source for online promotions with over 15 years' experience. So what are you waiting for? Get famous with Capacity Productions. Check us out at capacityproductions.net. Passionate, fearless, innovative. Gorgeous Media is an award-winning firm specializing in artist development, branding, creative consultation, event planning, music supervision, publicity, and talent management for all areas of the entertainment industry, from music, film, fashion, theater, and art. To schedule a free consultation, email us at info@gorgeousmediagroup.com or call us at 323-782-9000. That number again is 323-782-9000. Without Without a doubt, the future is looking gorgeous. Visit us at gorgeousmediagroup.com. Put your finger on the pulse of the music industry. You want a team to promote your music? Then look no further than 3000 Records, where promoting independent musicians, bands, and record labels is the name of the game. So get connected and gain exposure to the masses. You've got a career to get started. 3000 Records. Visit us at 3000records.com. You're listening to Rockwired Radio Profiles exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. Welcome back to the latest edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles exclusively at rockwired.com. I'm your host Brian Lush, and today we're giving it up for the band Boswell and their debut EP, Beryllium. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Melanie Hyde and Justin Vinay of Boswell regarding the new EP, and here's how the rest of the interview went.
And from the album, what songs off of it, you know, resonate for each of you the most and why?
My two favorites are I like No Miser and Silver Park. I think those are my two favorite songs.
And why?
Why?
Why? it's just the type of songs that kind of get stuck in your head. Like, you know, when I'm like just walking down the street or something, I'll like start singing a little melody in my head. And, you know, I'll start singing my own. It's just like, it's like, I like that melody. It's like, oh, wait, that's our song. It's like, okay, it's a good song. Yeah, if it gets stuck in my head, I know it's a good song. And I think those two songs definitely get stuck in my head the most out of the EP we have.
And how about you, Melanie?
Well, I wrote the song Zilker Park, so that's definitely the most personal. It has a good message to it. I think it's very inspirational. And just overall song-wise, I think if I were just a listener and I wasn't a member of the band, my favorite would be No Miser, definitely. I think it's just a really, really cool, catchy rock song that sounds really retro, but at the same time, it's modern. It's something that I could imagine being heard by people today.
And what was the inspiration for picking a Beatles song to kick the CD off with?
The Beatles are just really awesome. They're one of our favorite bands, definitely.
We're all pretty big fans of the Beatles, and I really like Melanie's voice on that song. So it's just kind of a cool song, and we thought it would be nice to kind of put one of our cover songs on the EP, just to, you know, what's the word? Yeah, I can mix it up.
And how are live shows going for the band at the moment?
Our live shows are going really good. Whenever I first joined the band, we tended to play smaller gigs, and as time has gone by, it's almost been a year now, and we're starting to book bigger gigs, and we recently played the Grand Prix of Houston. We've done private parties. We're going to do the Race for the Cure, I think, this weekend. Also charity events. Those are fun.
It's always nice to help out.
Yeah.
Right here, we're doing a charity event. It's just like, ooh.
Yay.
You guys said that you're working on an LP as well. So tell me what it is you think, how you think that'll be different from this EP that you've just released.
Well, definitely more songs. change some of the songs up that we have, and you know, make them a little different, add more songs, and just kind of, I mean, when the first song we wrote as a band together was Statue of Venus, That was like supposed to be like the first song we ever wrote together, like as a whole. And I think starting from there, and just kind of as we progressed on, like the songs we're writing now just sound a lot more comfortable, really, and a lot more natural feeling playing together. So I think with the LP that we'll eventually release, it's definitely going to be, you know, a lot more. It's a lot more natural, like a lot more comfortable with each other, and just I think it'll be a lot tighter as a whole, like just, you know, better sounding, you know, better quality sounding, things like that, you know.
And what would each of you like someone to come away with after they've heard this EP?
I just like to make people, you know, kind of think about stuff that they normally wouldn't think about, or
meaningful things,
you know, or even sometimes happy things, you know, or sad things too, if we're in the mood for sad things, but.
All sorts of things.
Yeah. I just want people to kind of listen and make up their mind themselves, just kind of
for what it's actually about, what it means to them.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of the lyrics I write are very interpretable in a way, so that you can kind of, you know, figure something out that, you know, I probably didn't know about the song.
Mm-hmm.
Check out the band at their official website, www.boswellatx.net. And from their debut EP, Beryllium, here is Boswell once again with Zilker Park.
You are your own soul, learning how to be. You and only you, not him or me. Evil vibes around. Bad. At least that's what I believe.
that's going to do it for this edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles. A special thanks goes out to Melanie and Justin of Boswell for their time and, more importantly, their music, and also to Rhonda Brilliant of Rainmaker Media Group. For Rockwired, I'm Brian Lush, and remember, keep your eyes forward, never look back, and make it up as you go. Rockwired Radio Profiles is powered by Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company, and is available exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks.